Hey guys, this is going to be a little different, tiny little episode, as you can probably tell from the lack of theme music, which means I'm going to be serious with you guys for a few minutes. First of all, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to y'all. And this year, now more so than ever, I think it's time to focus on what this holiday is really supposed to be about, because I think it's been forgotten. No, it's not supposed to be about how much shit we can get that we don't fucking need and how much of it we can get. It's supposed to be about spending time with your loved ones that are here and caring about them. Not all that stupid mindless shit that we don't fucking need. We just want, and how much of it we can get, or, you know, how much of it we can actually return to get actual money for, because we don't fucking want it. Especially with these last couple of years, it's been pretty rough for everybody. And a lot of people don't make it to see this holiday season, because they feel that everything has gotten to be too much, and they choose to take their own lives. Because they feel alone. Because they feel like nobody cares. Because they feel like they're a burden on everybody just for trying to get help. And so they don't get help and bottle everything deep inside until it gets to be too much. And they unfortunately choose the wrong decision to take care of it. And then we lose those that we care about, and we're left to wonder why. Why they did it when none of us took the time to ask. To ask what we could do, to ask if they were okay, to ask what was going on, to ask why they were so upset the other day. Because we've gotten as a society to where our heads are stuck so far up our own asses that we can't see anything past ourselves. And because of this, those who need our help don't get it. And by the time we realize that they really did need help, it's too late, and that person is gone forever. We need, in a society where mass shootings are happening pretty much every other fucking day, every fucking week, and you just hear about all this horrible shit people are doing to each other, and when nuclear war is a bigger threat than it's ever been in years, we need to take the time to pull our heads out of our asses and start caring about each other again. It's way past time. And if we don't, we're already so close to the edge of the point of no return. What's going to happen next year? You know, is there going to be anything around next year for a Christmas? Are your loved ones still gonna be here? Did you get to tell them that you love them before it was too late? Did you get to see them one last time before it was too late? Did you actually go see them instead of just pushing it off and pushing it off, thinking that you'll always have the extra time later on, when in reality you don't? Because you don't know what could happen tomorrow. Your parents, or your grandparents, or your best friend, they could be gone tomorrow. And it'll be too late to do that thing that you kept pushing off and pushing off, thinking that they were always going to be there. You know, and this isn't meant to put anybody down. It's to make you realize what's supposed to be important this holiday season. And that's the ones you love. I can't say that enough. Because for myself personally, I'm guilty of all these things. More than one occasion, I put off seeing somebody until after it was too late. I'm guilty of not pulling my own head out of my ass in order to see somebody's problems. And by the time I could have, it was too late and they were gone. And I've regretted that. And I don't want that to help or to happen to anyone else. So please know when you're unwrapping your presents this Christmas morning, take time to think about reaching out to somebody that might need it. Or even if you can't think of anybody that might need it, reach out to someone. You don't know how much that can mean to someone. It could even save a fucking life. You don't know. It could mean the fucking world to someone. You know, it's something as simple as picking up your phone and calling or texting someone and saying, "Hey, how are you doing?" That could mean the fucking world to someone, and it could show them that someone, in fact, does care. So just keep that in mind as you're unwrapping your presents or going out for your holiday dinners with your families or loved ones or friends or who the fuck ever. Take time to reach out to at least one person you know, because this could be the last holiday season you get the chance. Having said that, I will see you guys in 2 weeks after my little holiday hiatus, and I will return with Tombs of Horror in January. Merry Christmas, guys, and Happy New Year.